Hi, this is Rob and Mike from the McClellan Financial Group, and this is Think Smart with TMFG.
Hey, Rob, we've had a few people ask me about cybersecurity and what we do. I know you take care of that a lot for yourself. What do you take care? What do you use for identity theft and cybersecurity?
You know, it's interesting. We've had a couple of things that have happened just in our family that I guess because of that, I have stepped it up a little bit with some of those things. And a couple of them that I remember, my wife had been at Yorkdale Shopping Mall, and somehow her wallet had fallen out of the car when she was getting in or out. She went into a store, went to pay for something, suddenly realized she didn't have her wallet. And so she gave me a phone call, and I said, well, let me just check our accounts. And I quickly went on an app that I have, which is called Mint. And on Mint, I was able to access all of our credit cards and everything at the same time to see if there was any transactions. And literally, this was within half an hour of her phone call and probably within an hour of her losing that wallet. They had racked up $27,000 of charges. They had gone to the debit machine, taken out money of two different banks. They had also racked up charges on American Express and MasterCard. $27,000, all of it was done either through the ATM or in the Apple Store or the Microsoft Store. It was crazy. The good news to the story is we were fully reimbursed for it all. Yep. So because of that, I've never worried too much about identity theft. You know, someone may steal my credit card, but I'm going to get reimbursed. That's why you pay some of those ridiculous rates that you do and why some of them have annual fees.
Yep.
But it's interesting, if I look today at some of the stuff that I do, I actually do a fair bit. What do you do? Is there anything you can think that you do to protect your passwords, your credit cards, all those things?
Well, a few things. I mean, the one thing, as you said, using credit cards, it's funny. Our fear used to be about going out with cash and being mugged. No one carries cash anymore. I was down the city. I was going to New York with my son last year. And I said, you know, when you go through a city like this, you always keep your wallet in your front pocket. He said, well, why? I said, well, they might steal your wallet. He says, well, what are they going to get? He says, don't you have any cash? He says, why would I have cash? So we've moved to a world that is truly more about cybersecurity than is actually about worrying about losing physical dollars. So a few things. Apple Pay is a pretty handy thing when you get used to using it. And again, that has a lot of protection built around it.
So for those who aren't familiar, basically what you do is if you have a relatively current Apple phone using the latest operating system, and you know those get updated for free every month or so, you can sign up for what's called Apple Pay. And all you do is you load your credit cards onto Apple Pay, and you can use your phone, or if you happen to have an Apple Watch, you can use that to pay instead of using the credit cards. It was interesting. I had left my credit card, my wallet. I had put it on the roof of the car, and it had fallen off. And so I had to go without a credit card for a whole week in the city. I was in the city for a week. And what I realized is I had all my credit cards on my phone. And they found my wallet, but I didn't need it. I just used my Apple Pay. What really is unique about it, and we're not doing an ad for Apple Pay, but is every transaction that goes on my credit card comes onto my phone as a notification.
Yeah, I guess the main thing is seeing transactions as they happen. So as your wife had her credit card stolen, you were seeing transactions come up before she even knew her credit card was stolen.
Exactly. She hadn't found her thing, but I could go on with technology today and look at all those credit cards instantly and see what was going on.
Because you actually track that too, don't you? You have a program that tracks transactions as they happen?
I do. Well, that's what Apple Pay does. It notifies you of all the transactions. I also myself, I use Quicken. It's a lot of work. I have the transactions downloaded into my computer at home. So I tend to look at my different accounts, you know, probably once a week, just the credit card things, just because I download the transactions. If I go for weeks without doing it, it's just more work.
Yeah.
I don't really look at it just to see if anything strange is going on. I want to make sure I'm not running out of money and my bank account or something. I forgot to write something down, and before I know it, a check comes out.
Well, it's funny. My old advice would have been use Equifax to check your credit score, but they got broken into 2 years ago too, didn't they? So it's hard to avoid sometimes.
You know, the reality is there's been so many hacking attempts and successful attempts that if the people really wanted our data, they've probably got it already, which is a little scary. So what do you do with that? Do you keep changing passwords?
Well, the interesting thing is, as I talk to, I have a lot of clients that are very technically savvy. And we have moved to the world where everything's cloud-based now, right? And everyone has a ton of fear of cloud-based because now all your information is out there on the cloud. And I guess the one way to look at it is we're very fearful of this because it's accessible by everyone in the world. The second way to look at it is now when you look at the people who are running the cloud, Microsoft and these companies that are putting the security around it, that's basically what they do now. They're performing security on these for everyone. And the security, when you hear things broken into, we've heard Walmart being broken into, we've heard Equifax being broken into, we even heard hackers get into the government, which are as severe as you can get as far as security on there. I don't hear much about people ever breaking into the cloud.
No, for certain.
So, you know, before we used to keep information on a server, and we have firewalls and we did a lot of protection on there, but I gotta say, our protection is nowhere near what Microsoft is putting up to make sure no one can access into the cloud.
I'm far more comfortable having our information stored on the cloud than having it stored in the office on our computers, where on the weekend someone could break in.
Yep.
Anything else that you do? I know I use something called LastPass. I know there's a couple of different ones out there where I basically have a master password and it saves all my other passwords. So when I log into a new website or a new app, it puts the password in automatically.
That works very well. Most of the programs I'm using are using the two-step verification now. And I think that's a pretty good system. You know, when you sign into something, it can be a bit of a pain, I got to admit, because every time I go to sign into a program, I now have to grab my phone to see what code I get. But it seems, as far as security goes, it seems a pretty secure system because I always do have my phone on me and no one else can get any of my accounts without that verification code.
I think any of the apps that are worth using or any of the websites that are worth using have moved to two-step verification. You know, some of the smaller companies certainly haven't yet, but more and more companies are adapting to that system. What about on your phone? What do you have? Do you have facial recognition?
Yeah, I have an Apple. I have a, 10, I guess, and it has facial recognition. So yeah, very convenient. You know, it's one of those, it's funny. I remember when Apple first came out of it, I think at that time, the president went and it didn't work for him. The first time the stock was dropping like a rock.
Right, right.
but I got to admit that after using the facial recognition for close to 2 years now, it's very easy. I never have to type anything into my phone anymore. It works very well. Even if you have sunglasses or hat on, it can still pick it up. So it's pretty good.
And worst case scenario, you have to take your sunglasses off and try again.
Yep.
What else? What else do you think, you know, I know there's some companies out there that offer services. Do you think it's worth signing up for one of those?
They're out there, and I've read about them, and a lot about it is about identity theft. And I guess identity theft is a bit of a different, they're not going to your accounts. They're open accounts that you don't know about. And they have services out there where you can pay a monthly fee to make sure that doesn't happen to protect you against that. To be honest, though, I don't know. I know it has happened. I don't know how common it is.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes these companies are out there trying to scare people into spending the $9.95 a month just to have that in there. But I have heard of it happening. But again, I don't know how common it is.
The other thing I've found is that you know, some of the banks now allow you to actually look at your credit score, and you could, you know, maybe once a month just go and look at your credit report just to see if there's anything going on. And if new accounts or things like that are getting opened up, you can pick up on it pretty quickly.
Yeah, and that's free service. Most, if you're on your bank website, a lot of them have that as a free service.
So if we look back, I've, you know, just made some notes. You know, we've got LastPass as, you know, having one thing to remember all your passwords is good. I actually had an experience with them where I had forgotten my master password. And literally, they were, you know, I was supposed to remember the code word. I couldn't remember the code word. I couldn't remember the password. I couldn't even remember the hint, what they meant. It took me 3 weeks to remember what the hint finally meant. I actually had started to use a new password thing called Dashlane, and luckily I got back to my LastPass because I finally remembered what my hint meant. So there's a good lesson for yourself. Yep. is be careful what you make your hint. Apple Pay, we discussed. The Mint app is pretty good to keep track of everything. Change your passwords pretty regularly, you know, make them a little more complicated. Two-step identification, I think, is a good one. And probably, finally, if you can afford a phone that has facial recognition, it's probably worth using.
Yep.
This is Rob and Mike for Think Smart with TMFG.
You have been listening to the McClelland Financial Group of Asante Capital Management Limited. Asante Capital Management Limited is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Insurance products and services are provided through Asante Estate and Insurance Services Incorporated. This material is provided for general information and is subject to change without notice. Every effort has been made to compile this material from reliable sources, however, no warranty can be made as to its accuracy or completeness. Before acting on any of the above, please make sure to see a professional advisor for individual financial advice based on your personal circumstances.